And we need information more than ever in these times. Joining us right now is St. Clair County's medical officer, Dr. Annette Mercantat. Annette, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us so bright and early this morning.
Hi, you're welcome, Paul. Good morning, everyone.
What's the latest? We know, two confirmed cases of COVID-19 in St. Clair County. Is that right?
Yeah, we were notified late last night that a second case was at presumptive positive. And again, that just means that it's positive at the state lab, but the CDC hasn't confirmed it yet. We certainly consider these positive. It is actually the spouse of the other positive. So good news, bad news. It's a second case. But in a way, what this tells us is we do not yet have confirmation that we have any community-wide transmission, which is obviously the thing that takes us to that next level. So when we realize there's transmission from person to person outside of, you know, direct family contacts, then, our thinking changes a little bit.
For sure.
So
I wanted to ask you about testing. If somebody, let's say somebody's got a bad cold and they think maybe I should get tested, or maybe they feel like they might have been exposed in some way. What's the process? How does that all work?
Yeah, the testing's been a little slow go. Despite what is being said on the TV, press releases, we still do have, we do not have an unlimited amount of testing. It's being used primarily for people who are fairly sick, sick enough to be screened for influenza. If that's negative, then we tend to follow through and go on to the COVID. Obviously, people are sick enough to be hospitalized. The process is really, if you're sick and you feel you need evaluation, you call your doctor. Your doctor, most of our doctors, if not all of them, should know at this point that they can call us. What we do is facilitate the testing through, actually, our two hospitals are providing that testing. The thing that most people don't realize is the test is quite simple. It's just a swab that goes in the back of your nose and twirled around. It's called nasal pharyngeal swab, and it goes in a viral transport medium, and it's sent off. But what it requires is that the person who's taking the sample has full personal protective equipment on. That means a mask and gloves and a gown and goggles. Because if they don't and the specimen is positive, they're out for 14 days. They have to be quarantined. And the problem is that our primary healthcare providers do not have this equipment. We're working on getting it to them so that we can provide more opportunities for people to get this right at their doctor's office or at the urgent care, wherever it may be. But we have to get that PPE in. It's called PPE, by the way, personal protective equipment. But we have to get some. We don't have it. So that's been a real handicap. And despite the fact that we say, yeah, the tests are here, we've had to be pretty, it's been pretty logistically a little complicated to get people tested because of the requirement of that PPE.
Mm-hmm.
But it should get better. And the point, I guess the hope is that as more tests become available through private labs, especially as we get more of this PPE equipment into the hands of our providers, that this will open up a little bit more. And I just want to say, people who are well do not need to be tested. They do not. There's two reasons. One is the tests aren't very good at detecting the virus in people who are well. It detects the actual virus, and if there's not a lot of it in your body, it's not going to find it. So it could be negative, and you could be sick the next day. So we don't want people who are well to seek testing. And if you're mildly ill, which is the vast majority of cases, your best bet is just to stay home and take care of yourself and isolate you from other people, because it really doesn't matter if you're positive or not. We use it to do what we call contact investigation, trying to identify people and their contacts to try and limit the spread. But if you're limiting the spread yourself, it's all a win.
Right.
Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely does. We keep hearing about flattening the curve. I think we've all seen the graph by now. Remind us, though, what that means. And here's a question that my daughter actually asked over the weekend. I didn't have a good answer for it. She said, if we're doing all this now, aren't we just pushing the curve forward by about 2 weeks?
Yeah. But we're trying not to, we're trying to make it so it's flatter and longer. Ultimately, probably the same amount of people are going to get sick, right, over a course of time. Mm-hmm. But we want that course of time to be longer, and we don't want it to peak above the level to which we can handle the care that's needed. So, it'll be flatter, it'll be longer, but remember, there's another side to that curve, no matter what we see, and that is the downside. We will get to the other side of that curve, and things will get back to normal, and we'll have to pick up the pieces and pick up all those projects that we've dropped and just start again. So,
when do you
want people to remember that? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, when do you anticipate things getting back to quote-unquote normal, or at least beginning?
Well, you know, it's really hard when you're in this acceleration phase, but we can look at China, which is now definitely in a downturn. What is that? 2 months?
Mm-hmm.
2 months, 8 weeks. I certainly, in my head, I'm thinking eight weeks, maybe even 12 weeks before we really see it. But maybe we'll get lucky, and maybe some of these things that we're doing will just kind of help people just stay in a somewhat normal process in their lives. I do want to mention to everyone that we have now opened what we call the Emergency Operations Center. This is a place where all of our community leaders can make decisions collectively, and we will be streamlining our communication system jointly with everyone so that calls that come in will go there and then be kind of directed to who can answer it best. So people can call one number, hopefully starting today, but certainly later today. The number is 810-966-4163. It is a hotline number that the health department's been using, but many people have called it, you know, it's just recorded. It's just a recorded message. This number will be live. We'll have people answering it, directing you to where you know, to what you need and answering your questions. So hopefully that'll be a good option for people to use.
All right, very good. For anybody, Annette, that says, this is just such an overreaction, I can't believe that we're doing all this, this is crazy, how do you respond?
Well, that's not what science is telling us. It's not what the epidemiology is telling us. And it's certainly not what watching this play out in other parts of the world are telling us. I think overreacting, I think, is a really smart thing to do. If we've overreacted and we have to turn around and pick up the pieces, I think that's great. If we overreact because we need to, hopefully we'll be more prepared and we'll save lives and we'll all be better off in the end.
We appreciate you joining us so early this morning, and that we will check in often throughout this. We appreciate all the information.
I'm happy to be on, Paul. Thanks for letting me talk to everyone.
Anytime. Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.